Hello and welcome to Watson Serie A 31st match day. We have Derby d'Italia. We have Milan on top of the table. So let's analyze all the games after the break with Dani Fisichella, with you also. Leave your comments and don't forget to press the like and subscribe. And now let's go on with the show. Dani, after the international break, a bad one actually for the Serie A, for the Italian supporters, I'm checking the outright market, and now that you are right, Milan are the favorites to win the Scudetto finally, as you predicted some weeks ago.
Ciao Edo, welcome to the worst league in the world, or one of the worst. I mean, anyway, probably the North Macedonian one is better. Who cares about Serie A after we can't even qualify for the final of the playoff, not even the World Cup. Anyway, yes, Milan are favorites because they got 3 points lead on Napoli, they got 6 points lead on Inter with a game in hand. And this Sunday, there is just a small matter of Juventus-Inter, the Derby d'Italia. Yes, you know, game, no one really minds in Italy. Then on Monday, Milan plays Bologna. Golden chance for Milan.
It can be a massive match day for Milan because there is this Derby d'Italia and Napoli, they are traveling to Bergamo to face Atalanta. So it can be a good one for Milan, but step by step, let's start with the first game. This is a massive one on Saturday. We have Spezia-Venezia because this one for Spezia, it can be meaning the safety, in my opinion. If they are able to beat Venezia, now the gap is 7 points, so it will go up to 10 points, and especially because this Venezia is absolutely doomed. They lost again against Sampdoria, and that was a major blow, Dani. Only 1 point in the last 5 games for Venezia. Therefore, should we trust Spezia here?
Well, I think we could, or at least we could say Spezia are the favorites because, you know, it is a team that lately has been scoring goals. He deserves a lot of praises. You know, it's a very young team, a team that couldn't be strengthened because of the FIFA ban on the market in January. Yes, they're showing good progresses, I think, since the start of the season. They are more compact, more resilient. Yes, they lost 4-1 at Sassuolo, but that was only the second big defeat of the season. They lost 5-2 in Bergamo. They don't tend to lose by many. And actually, you know, they tend to score. It is a team that has got quality players up front, Verde above all, you know, a team that really need to be careful, especially when they play at home. They're building their successes on home form. 13 points for Spezia in the last 11 games. Same Atalanta, just 1 point less than Inter. So they are in decent form. And they play Venezia, fourth defeat in a row. They are 3 points behind Cagliari, who at the moment is saved. Genoa are level on points with Venezia. What's happening with Venezia? Well, the goals have dried up. They are the third worst attack in Serie A, only 25 goals scored. And if you look only at the Girone de Ritorno, so from the new year, the new round of fixtures, they are bottom. 5 points in the last 11, as you said. Only 7 goals scored since 2022. Now, if you look at the stats for these two teams, you can say, well, both defenses are terrible, so you could expect a lot of goals, but can they score against each other? Will fear prevail? You know, they both conceded 54 goals this season, so it could be an over 2.5 goals. Spezia scored 7 in the last 8 games at home. Allo Stadio Pico, Venezia will be missing one of the main strikers, Henry, who's suspended. The problem with Venezia, as I said, is the goals. Only 7 players so far have scored in Serie A. 3 of them defender. The top scorer is Aramu with 5 goals. He hasn't scored in ages. You could think that both have to go for it, so you might want to trust the goal market. You might want to think, obviously, defenses are not the strengths of these teams, so, but I'm going to be cautious on this one. Over 1 goal in the first half, which pays 194. So if the first half finishes 1-0 each way, you get your money back. More than 1 goal in the first half, you win 194. Finishes 0-0, you lose your stake.
All right, probably we should expect also many goals in the next game, Lazio-Sassuolo, because Sassuolo is always a high-scoring game and they are in form for victories out of the last 5 games. And Lazio also usually high-scoring games. They are coming doomed after the defeat In the derby, two teams, Danny, that they had many players in Mancini's squad, for instance, Immobile or Berardi.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine with the kind of mindset they're going to approach this one. Well, most of those players, they've already gone back before the game, useless against Turkey, so they get a little bit more rest. But yeah, neither Immobile neither Berardi had a very good game against Macedonia. So now back to the league form, and you know, Lazio started the derby really, really badly, conceded after 50 seconds. They never quite recovered, they never quite got the balance right. I don't remember massive save from Rui Patrizio. Disappointing for Lazio, who have been improving since the beginning of the year. In fact, that was only the third defeat since 2022 in the league for Lazio, a team that scores. You know, they didn't score in the derby, but that counts like an away game, although it played on the Stadio Olimpico. Second best attack at home for Lazio, although initially the home form wasn't great. They drew four games, they lost two. Six clean sheet in the last nine for Lazio. Can they do it against Sassuolo? Depends, because as you mentioned, Sassuolo is always very, very good against the top teams. Let's see if Milinkovic-Savic is fit for Lazio. He suffered from a broken nose in the derby, and now Sassuolo goes to the Olimpico with obviously nothing to lose. They still have a little bit of hope to qualify for the Conference League next season, but it will not be a disaster if they don't. Top scorers in the new year, 25 goals scored in the last 11 for Sassuolo, so over 2 goals per game. And, you know, they are 6 points behind Lazio, so that could be a chance to upset the odds a little bit. In the last 5 games, Sassuolo would be top of the league with 13 points against the 10 of Juventus. So it's definitely a very informed team that only lost one in the last 9. Sassuolo, as we said, always good performances. Let's not forget they went to Milano against Inter. They win 2-0. They got the second best attack, Sassuolo. So when they travel, they score. I think they score every game but one so far this season away when they played in Genoa against Sampdoria. Maybe Scamacca, who missed the game against Macedonia, might be fit, maybe not. Let's see if he plays against the Turkey national team. I'm going to go for a mini hack here, because you need to combine two odds to get good value, over 2.5 goals and both to score, 2.48.
And the last game on Saturday, Salernitana-Torino. Here, it caught my eye, the odds actually for Salernitana, because at home, they drew the last 4, so they are not that bad. And Torino, they are awful lately. No victories in the last 8, and away the whole season, Danny, they've been very poor.
Oh, yes. I mean, again, they showed it at Genoa, against Genoa. They lost 1-0. They played for an hour against the 10 men of Genoa. Couldn't find an opening. Sirigu made a couple of good saves, but Torino look toothless. You know, in the away form, Torino are second from bottom, only 7 goals scored away the whole season, only 3 goals in the last 6 trips away, and this with recovering Belotti. You know, before there was the excuse they were playing without a center forward, even with Belotti. The away form is not being great. What keeps Torino afloat is that they've got a decent defense. They don't concede many chances, although lately they've been conceding more goals. They got the fourth best away defense with only 14 goals conceded, only 10 points in the last 11, and a few injuries as well for Juric to deal with. Pobega, Pobega is suspended, Singo, Sanabria, Praet are all injured. So he's already 4 starters missing from the lineup. Salernitana, well, like, this is really the last chance, but I think they're doomed anyway. 9 points behind Cagliari. But they've been improving, you know. 8 points collected in the last 11. So in the new year, since 2022, they would not be relegated. Empoli, Bologna and Venezia have been worse than Salernitana, thanks also to the fact that they bought 13 new players. They still have the worst defense, even in the new year. 23 goals conceded. They conceded 31 goals here at home so far. And they're going to have a few injuries to deal with as well. Up to 9 players unavailable. It might not be a classic, it might not be a spectacular game. You might want to go for a double chance, maybe 1x, why not? But I'm going to go more for a both to score, no, 2.05, because I don't think neither of these teams have got great firepower up front.
Actually, pays exactly the same. Eh? The double chance 1x for Salernitana, 2.05 as well. And on Sunday, starting with a Tuscany derby, Fiorentina-Empoli, yep. In the reverse picture, we saw Empoli actually beating Fiorentina, but this Fiorentina, with or without Vlahovic, is very competitive, especially at home, only one defeat since October. And Empoli, Danny, you mentioned how they would be in relegation zone in this 2022, because they are very bad now.
Yeah, they are second from bottom in 2022. They will be relegated. 13 games without a win. They managed to get a draw against Verona. But, you know, the numbers are awful. But I think this is a team that probably might not even win any of the last 8 games and still be saved, because they got 11 points above Venezia and Genoa. The issue for Empoli is that Genoa now is coming back strongly. So they need to fear Genoa if, you know, they win a couple of games. They conceded 21 goals in the last 11. Empoli, so very, very unbalanced. But, you know, when they play away, they are okay. They manage to score. They only lost 2 of the last 9 away. They are 7th in the away table. Goal difference is +1. They done really well at the beginning of the season. Now things are not quite working. And now they go to Firenze that are playing, you know, Fiorentina playing free from pressure. They got nothing really to play for. They might qualify for the Conference League. As I said, if they don't, it's not a big disaster. The work that the Italiano is doing is great. He has got more points in the table than last season at the end with Iachini. The team is playing much, much better. Good point at Inter. I think they deserve the 1-1 at San Siro. And, you know, at home, they're always a good value, always a good watch. Third best attack, 32 goals scored at Artemio Franchi. Although in the last 3, they only scored 3 goals, 1 each. So, again, let's see who plays. Piątek might be injured. He picked up an injury with Poland. Let's see what he does in the playoff against Sweden. Milenkovic and Bonaventura might be missing as well. You need to trust Fiorentina on this one, I think, if you want to find some good betting value, considering also the, you know, the bad form of Empoli. And, you know, the motivation should be more on the Fiorentina's camp. But, you know, to find good odds, you should go for the first half win, maybe for Fiorentina, which pays 2.10, and that will be my best bet.
And Lucas Torreira is the new top scorer in Fiorentina.
Yes, he I mean, for being a holding midfielder, he gets into the box an awful lot. So, you know, yeah, 7 goals, I think, already for the Uruguayan.
Exactly. Next game, very interesting one. Atalanta-Napoli. Atalanta, one of the 2 teams that are alive in Europe for Serie A. Atalanta and Roma, and also they were able to beat Bologna in the Dallara, so they are back to the 5th spot, but at home they've been very poor, only 1 victory in the last 6, and this is a massive game for Napoli. They have to win to continue chasing Milan. They had good games, and they beat Udinese and Verona, but they are not easy rivals, actually.
No, and I think against Udinese they suffered, but they knew how to suffer. They went behind, and in the end, great conviction, better quality, and they won thanks to the goal from Osimhen. Already 11 goals for the Nigerian, better than last year, having played 4 games less. The problem is that Osimhen is suspended for this one, so he won't be traveling to Bergamo. Big blow for Spalletti, who's also going to be without Rahmani, the defender suspended, without Anguissa, without Petagna, without Di Lorenzo. So all of a sudden, Napoli look depleted, and we know how much they suffer in November, December, January, when they didn't have many players. That's where they dropped most points. Otherwise, they'd probably be ahead of Milan. They are 3 points behind. They won 7 of the last 10. They're good away. They're second in the away table. They got the joint best away defense. Only 11 goals conceded. Although, as I said, against Udinese, Udinese could have scored a 2-0. And maybe it would have been a different story. And now they visit Atalanta, who won an ugly game in Bologna. Bologna had the better chances. In the end, they managed to do it by suffering. But they were coming back after a very tough game in Leverkusen, where they achieved the qualification. So that could be an excuse. Now, can Atalanta reach the 4th place? They got a game in hand against Torino. They are minus 8 from Juventus, so this is the chance to try to close the gap against Juve. The problem with Atalanta, they don't score enough goals. Only 51 goals scored so far. Last season, they finished with 90. The season before, over 98 goals scored. Missing Zapata, missing Ilicic. It is an issue. They probably be without Boga as well for this one, injured. Muriel hasn't proven to be the great goal scorer he is when he comes from the bench, but when he starts from the first minute, that's an issue. Also, not many goals from midfielder. Poor home numbers. They kept three clean sheets, though, in the last five. Atalanta playing at home. Everyone expects a lot of goals, but I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go under 2.5 goals, 2 or 3.
Atalanta won the reverse fixture in the Maradona, 2-3. Yep. We saw many goals, so you expect under. In this case, let's stay in the north, in Udine. Udinese-Cagliari, important game for the relegation because Cagliari is still battling down there. 3 straight defeats after winning in Torino, 3 points above Venezia. And Udinese probably in the last games, Dani, is against Roma and against Napoli. They had less points than what they deserved.
Yeah, I think Udinese should have at least 1 or 2 points more in the table. Also, Cagliari probably didn't entirely deserve to lose the game against Milan. It was very tight. Better quality, more experience for Milan was the difference. But Cagliari had their chances. Now, Udinese plus 8 points on Venezia and Genoa. So they should be comfortable. They got 2 games in hand, if I'm not wrong, but they are in a better form than Bologna and Empoli. Should be no problem for Udinese. They should be able to play free from pressure. I think, considering the form they are now, Udinese, they could even leapfrog Bologna and Empoli at the end of the season and finish around the 13th place. 10 points in the last 11 for Udinese. You can tell they're playing a little bit more freely because they're scoring more, but they concede in 18 in the last 11. You know, in the previous round of fixture, they were much more cagey, they were much more defensive. That's maybe what costed the job to Luca Gotti. That's why they decided to change him and go with Cioffi. At home, they're okay, still a negative goal difference, minus 2. Won 2 of the last 4, though. Udinese always scoring the last 6. You know, when you got Beto, Pereira, Deulofeu, Molina in form, I think it's a team that can produce. Now, Cagliari, 3 defeats in a row without scoring. Do they need to fear the return of Genoa? Well, I think they do, because Genoa look a very compact, solid team with a very strong belief. They play more on the front foot. Cagliari cannot really rest on their laurels. Also because away, they do concede a few goals, too many, 28 goals conceded in the last 15. This could be another cagey affair, I think. I'm going to go for an Asian handicap for Cagliari, plus 0.5, which is basically a double chance, x2, and that pays 206. So either a draw or a win for Cagliari, you win 206, considering that Udinese hasn't really got too much to play for.
All right, then on Sunday we have a very good game in Marassi, Sampdoria, Roma. It was a happy break for Mourinho after the victory in the derby, the other Italian team that is still alive in Europe, unbeaten in the last 8 in all competitions. But going now to Sampdoria's ground, Dani, is not easy. They are almost safe after the victory against Venezia. They beat Sassuolo, Empoli recently at home. They put Juventus into a fight. So this Sampdoria is better with Gianpaolo in charge.
It is. 9 points in the last 8 games with Gianpaolo. Well, 7 teams have done less in the same amount of time. So yeah, Gianpaolo is doing what he's being brought in for. So revitalizing the team, getting some points on the table, getting to play a little bit better and a little bit more on the front foot than we were doing with D'Aversa. At Venezia, they capitalized the mistakes of Venezia. Venezia were trying to build from the back. They made a few mistakes and then basically gifted 2 goals to Caputo. Plus 7 points on the drop. It was an important win for Sampdoria, the first win since November. Caputo scoring, Sensi playing more, Candreva, you know, always a handful. Yes, Sampdoria can look on the bright side and probably think the end of the season could be positive for them. But this is a tough test for Roma, because Roma is unbeaten in 9 games. And in the last 9 games, Roma will be 3rd on the table. So really improved in the new year. And Mourinho did well in the derby because he played Pellegrini and Mkhitaryan behind the striker Abraham. Everyone was expecting Zaniolo. He reinforced the midfield and he was able to supply much more good opportunities to his English striker, who is in the form of his life. What they have to improve, Roma, they need to be just more continuous. They need to make sure that they do it time and time again, even when they play away. The last few away games, as Sassuolo and Udinese, not great. As Spezia and Udinese, also Sassuolo, not great starts of the games. They tend to score late. 3 wins in the last 6 for Roma away. They're both in form, I think, these two teams, and they've got strikers that can see the goal over 2.5 goals, 1.92.
And the game of the games done in this match day, Derby d'Italia, Juve Inter, the winner will still have some hopes to get the Scudetto, at least fight for it. The draw, I think, is worthless for both teams, and none of them arrive in good shape, because we have to remember also Juve's crumbling against Villarreal in the Champions League, and Inter only 1 victory in the last 7 Serie A games. Dani, which team should we trust?
Very difficult to trust any of these teams so far. Juventus, if they win, they can leapfrog Inter for the first time in 2 years, basically. That would have been unthinkable up until 2 months ago. But, you know, in the last 11 games, Juventus have collected 11 more points than Inter. Inter have a game in hand. Only 7 points for Inter in the last 7. Drew 5 of the last 9. But you cannot even talk about bad luck in terms of Inter. I think Inter has got the points they deserve. They look tired. They look confused. When Brozovic is not there, you know, against Fiorentina and against Torino, really Inter looks so disjointed. The good news for Inzaghi is Brozovic is going to be fit back. Lautaro also is COVID-free. But can Inter capitalize the chances they create? It seems to me that the Inter camp, the idea of retaining the Scudetto is not quite as strong as it used to be. The players and the management say, yes, we're going to fight for the Scudetto. But I think they kind of realize they have might to settle for a place in the Champions League. If Inter continues with this form, not even a Champions League place is sure. And Juventus, but let's see what kind of Juventus we're going to see. Because obviously, if we're going to see the Juventus that we saw in Europe, passive, trying not to, you know, hurt too much Villarreal, leaving the ball to the opposition, Juventus are going to suffer, as they did in the reverse fixture when they went to Milan and equalized only in the last minute with a penalty. But this is a Juventus that obviously is more solid. He's got the best defense at home, and only 9 goals conceded. They don't score many goals, but of course they carry a much more threat with Vlahovic up front than what they did in the previous 2 fixtures when they didn't have the Serbian. Inter scored 15 more goals than Juventus so far in the league, so there shouldn't be really a comparison between these two teams. But since 2022, so in the last 11 games, Juventus has scored 20, Inter has scored 13. So, you know, you can tell that there has been a real difference. The Vlahovic effect from one point, and also the bad form from Inter from the other point. Big question mark, Dybala. What kind of mindset is Dybala going to be in? Because he's not going to renew his contract. You know, he's going to leave. People think he's going to go to Inter. Let's see what formation Allegri puts in. I don't think he's going to go with Vlahovic, Morata and Dybala for this one. Probably will play only 2 of them. Vlahovic, by the way, was slightly injured the week before. He should be obviously fit to play. It is a game that no one wants to lose. It is a game that will carry a lot of tension, and usually it's a cagey affair. And so for this reason, I'm going to go for a first half draw, 2.22.
Apart from the defeat against Villarreal, I was shocked also by Allegri's reaction and words, no? That he was criticizing more Villarreal than his own team after that shameful performance. But now they have the option at least to win this Derby d'Italia and do the sorpasso against Inter and still try to chase Milan. They are playing on Monday, but also Monday we have Verona-Genoa. Dani, you were talking about Genoa, that they've improved. They are only 3 points away now from safety after that victory against Torino. 4 consecutive clean sheet, 8 undefeated games. So good stats to visit Verona, but we always like this Verona scoring goals and a dangerous team.
Yeah, they're both entertaining team, I think, in different ways, Verona and Genoa. Alexander Blessing, the new manager of Genoa, really changed and shaken things up. They gave them a more vertical approach. They're more direct. They press higher. They play a sort of gegenpressing style, but they are much more aggressive now. And this is Blessing has the difficult choices. He's playing many more young players. Sometimes he's leaving Destro on the bench. He's giving more chances to Yeboah, to Ekuban, and then he got obviously Portanova, Cambiasso. Again, these are young players, very energetic. Will Genoa be saved? I don't know, because obviously a massive win against Torino, but that was the first win since September. They drew 8 games in the last 11. They collected 11 points in 11. They need just more points on the table. But on the away form, Genoa, they've been better. They will be safe so far this season. So they can go to Stadio Bentegodi with a little bit of hope. But obviously, they need a win if they don't want Cagliari to escape. Maybe Cagliari will get a point or more at Udine. Verona, big entertainers like Sassuolo, second top scorers in the new year, 21 goals scored in the last 11, already saved, nothing to play for. They can do, they can establish a couple of records, a couple of individual records, a couple of team records, and, you know, just to certify the good work that Tudor has done since he's taken over from Di Francesco. Can they finish as eight? Yeah, I think they could. They score 31 goals at home so far this season, so, you know, the goal market is always interesting when Verona plays at home, but they only kept one clean sheet in the last 7. Can Genoa find an opening against them? I think they could, and I think Verona could do as well. So I like the both to score 1.93.
And the last game, the main candidate to win the Scudetto, Milan-Bologna, 3 consecutive victories, 1-0 for Milan, so they know how to suffer. And this one, Dani, I guess it should be a comfortable one because you mentioned it before. The problems that Bologna are having in this 2022, only 1 point away in the last 5 games, and they are not scoring goals.
Second worst attack of Bologna in 2022 of Serie A, only 5 goals scored in the last 10, only 1 win in the last 10 against Spezia, where they went behind and suffered. They had chances against Atalanta Bologna, they just fell perhaps to the wrong player on the wrong situation. Arnautovic is a little bit misfiring, and then they conceded a stupid goal at the end. I think, again, Bologna is a bit like Empoli. They could perhaps stop winning from now on and probably still be saved. They might finish 15, 16, whatever. But, you know, obviously underachieving compared to what they wanted to do at the beginning of the season with some of their signing. Away from home, Bologna are also poor. They will only be 1 point above the drop. They lost 5 of the last 7, but also scored in the last 5 occasions. So they might try, you know, to give Milan some headache. But Milan seems in a great, great form. They can win ugly games as well against Cagliari. They can find the goals with so many different players. You know, Kalulu at home against Empoli, Bennacer against Cagliari. And that was the 11th goal they scored from outside the box this season. That tells you they got a lot of options. Best tally in the top 5 European leagues. Milan is the team that scored most goals from outside the box. So this is a big chance, of course, for Milan to gain points on everyone, also because they play the last on Monday evening. They know what Juventus and Inter would have done. They know what Napoli would have done. So, you know, massive game, really, for Milan to get their hands on their Scudetto. The only concern for Milan, they only scored 5 in the last 4 in the last 5 games at home, you know, 1 against Udinese, 1 against Empoli, 1 against Sampdoria, but, you know, 2 of those games were 1-0 win. Giroud as well, great form with France, find the goal there as well. I cannot see really Milan dropping points. This is a much more mature Milan compared to last season when they were dropping a lot of points, especially at home against the small teams. Half-time, full-time, Milan to them.
Can be a very important weekend for Milan and for their title hopes, especially if they beat Bologna. Dani, let's go with your academy to finish the video.
Against, as always, Lazio and Sassuolo, both team to score. Fiorentina to win against Empoli. Atalanta-Napoli, double chance, 1x. Juventus-Inter, low scoring game, under 2.5 goals. Milan to beat. Bologna, as I said, total odds, 10-32.
Dani, a pleasure as always. Cheer up and let's enjoy the Derby d'Italia.
I'll try. See you later.
Who are you backing, Inter or Juve, in this Derby d'Italia? Let me know in the comment section. As always, also support us. Click on the like and subscribe. And don't forget that we also have a podcast for you. Thanks for watching. Bye.